time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Today we are going to bring you a fresh new look because there is a young generation out there that is making a difference in this world. No, they're not sitting passively by while life happens to them. They are attacking life, applying themselves to life to impact people. So we have with us on the phone today, Emily Wisniewski. Did I say that right, Emily?
Wisniewski.
We first came across Emily, actually. We were doing a little research. We like to keep in check some of the media that goes out, and we like to keep abreast of some of the stories that are going on about friendships, and especially during hurricane season, because the media sometimes will misrepresent the heart of what we're trying to do here. We just like keep an eye on it. Well, we came across a brilliant young, what would we say? Are you a producer? What would you call yourself?
I would call myself a reporter, a producer, a director, a writer, all in one. I produce my show and put it on the internet all by myself.
You do some wonderful newscasts and informational things right there on YouTube, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit of what goes into this?
Well, each day I'll come home after school and I'll research some stories that are happening in the media today that I personally find rather interesting. And I'll type up a news story about that particular subject. And then what I do is I'll set up my blue screen in my bedroom. I'll put my video camera on top of a table or something, and I'll record myself delivering the story, and then I'll put it into my computer. And from there, I use Windows Movie Maker, and I make the blue screen effect, and then I make some cool backgrounds, and then I upload it onto YouTube.
It's a really good job, by the way. Very professionally done. And here's the amazing part, people. Tell them how old you are, Emily.
I'm 16 years old.
16 years old. So you're doing this in the midst of a school year. I'm suspecting that you have activities that you do after school, but still you find time to do news reports. Why do you do this?
I report stories because that is what I love to do. Originally, the idea started out that I was just going to do a video log or like a video diary about things that happened in my life, but that really wasn't a success on the internet. That's not what the people wanted to really know about. So I thought, well, what do the people want to hear? What do the people go on YouTube and go on the internet, and what do they look for? So I started focusing on stories that really interested me happening in the media and happening in today's society. So I started doing reports on them, and I got a really great feedback from the users on YouTube, and everyone seems to really enjoy it.
So you have a following now?
I do. I have 37 some subscribers now on my account, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, well, we encourage all our listeners to go check it out, at least one of these reports. And how would they be able to do that, Emily?
You can do that by going on to www.youtube.com/user/cheerleadalicious.
Okay, and we found it by going to YouTube and typing in Hurricane Ike and friendships, and it came up. You picked a story about Hurricane Ike, and you mentioned friendships. You mentioned Red Cross and FEMA as well. How did you hear about friendships?
I heard about friendships through internet research. I just typed in what organizations were helping out with the hurricane and the relief efforts, and friendships really stood out to me, so I thought that was very interesting, and I noted you guys in the show.
Let's talk about Emily. Now, Emily, as you go through these stories, as you do the research, do you find that you learn far much more by digging into stories and having to put them on video with your face on it? It forces you to get a little deeper into the story, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And
it does.
And what are some of the surprising things you've learned through doing this?
A lot of surprising things that I've learned out of this experience is that if I have a lot more energy behind the camera and if I'm passionate about the stories that I'm doing, that people will want to watch and people will be interested in what I'm doing.
Okay. And so in order for you to have that energy, you have to have a real interest in what you're reporting about, correct?
I do, yes.
And do you find people more interesting or events more interesting?
I think that both people and events are very interesting. I think they're very different. And I like to do different stories each week and really kind of mix up what I'm reporting on for a wide audience.
Okay. How does Mom and Dad feel about this?
My mom and dad were actually very surprised that I started doing the show, and they love it.
Are they regular watchers?
Yes.
Now, Emily, with any new project or any new venture, you run into problems and you run into doubters. Did that happen in this case?
Of course. After my first show, I got some negative comments on my reporting skills, and I just said to myself, you know, I'm not going to let that stop me from doing the news report. Instead, I'll use that, and I'll make my reports better, and I'll improve upon whatever needs to be improved on because of those negative comments.
Very mature 16-year-old, let me tell you. Now, where are you located at?
I'm in West Grove, Pennsylvania.
Okay, you're in Pennsylvania, and what's it like being in high school today in Pennsylvania?
Being in high school in Pennsylvania, it's actually very relaxed. We're all worried about going to college afterwards, but school's great. I love school.
So you do have plans to go to college. Is there any interest in continuing in broadcasting?
Yes, actually, it's just been a recent thing for me. I really didn't even consider broadcast journalism as a career, but now doing the show, I found that's something that I really do enjoy, and I really do think that I could have a good future in.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have what we call the RAMP program, and this is a Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program. And what this does is this allows young adults that have graduated from high school or got their GED, and they're not quite sure what they want to do. They want to find out what they do so they can focus their efforts in college a little better. So they come here and volunteer and are part of missions. They go to different parts of the world and help people in need. But by doing that, they learn different trades, working on ships, painting, different welding, all kinds of things. We would really like to see you do a story on that one day. Would you be willing to do something like that sometime?
That would be great. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we encourage people to listen. I'm on radio, so used to saying listen. So again, we encourage people to check out Emily Wisniewski from Pennsylvania, 16 years old, making some wonderful productions and newscasts. And you'll find her on YouTube/CHEERLEADALICIOUS. All right. Well, listen, one other thing before we leave, I want to ask you this. What is the criteria in picking stories? I mean, how do you go about the selection process of what you're going to report on?
Actually, the selection process for my stories is very unique because this show is called Need to Know News. So what I do at the end of each show, I ask people, what do you want to know about or what do you need to know about? So I get suggestions from my viewers on what they want to know about, what they want to learn about that's going on in today's media or society or government, and then I will do that story that they suggest.
Okay. It sounds like an interactive thing. The viewers are just as involved in this production as you are.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, we encourage you to continue to do what you're doing. And Emily, stay to the truth, okay? There's a lot of media. Man, I'll tell you what. The people are hungry for truthful media. Is that important to you?
That's very important to me. I would never do any story with any kind of bias or any kind of opinion. I want people to just know the truth, and I just want people to know the facts of the story.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll keep our eyes out for you, all right? And please stay in touch with us, and thank everybody there for allowing you to be on Radio Friendships today.
Thank you so much.
We just thought you would enjoy that with Emily, and didn't you just love her response to critics and criticism? Well, Emily is a bright young Catholic girl from Pennsylvania that would like to give a little encouragement to young people that are really making a good effort to make a difference in this world for the good. Well, we're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we're going to bring you another young lady that is taking a stand for Jesus Christ. So we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Message Center. To enter your mailbox, press star. Hello, I'm calling from the Lafayette area. Wanted to let you know that I am listening to your program, and I do enjoy it. I think it's a great encouragement to those of us in this area. And I listen to it on KSJY 89.9. Thank you.
If your heart yearns to serve God, but you don't know what to do, find a man or woman who's already doing something that's laid out in the Bible and help them. If a man in your church preaches on the city street, hold a flashlight on his Bible while he reads. Intercede for him in prayer. Wash his car so he has more time to preach. Push him toward the mark. If you were a father with an estate and had given your eldest son the job of mowing the lawn, wouldn't it thrill you to look out the window and see your younger son, who had not yet received his own assignment, pushing against his brother's back, helping to move the lawnmower, anxious to further the needs of his father's house? Help your brother, and before long, the Lord will clarify your mission. We are men and women of purpose. Your birth was no mistake, and it's no coincidence that you've been chosen to live in a time such as this. There's a reason you're on this earth. Your life is constantly full of great opportunity. God awaits your decisions. The choices are yours.
An important message from Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
Friendships is dispatching our disaster relief ships, Hope and Mercy, to Galveston, Texas, to respond to the devastation of Hurricane Ike. We would like to extend an invitation for church teams to join us. Help us to reach out with the love of Jesus to our neighbors in Galveston. Teams will stay aboard ship and be assigned out into the community or help us to support the operations at base camp. Projects will include food service, distribution of commodities, house-to-house ministry with roofing and chainsaw work, medical services, and evening church meetings. What an opportunity for the body of Christ to demonstrate the true nature and character of the great God we serve. For more information, visit our website at www.friendships.org or call 337-433-5022.
Yes, my name is Daniel. I'm calling to let you know that I do appreciate your radio program. I love it. I think Lake Charles needs it. This program has really, really touched my heart.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships, and like we mentioned before the break, we have another guest with us, a young lady that is in the studio today, Casey Cox. Now, Casey, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Now, Casey is another young lady that is refusing to have her values set by what the world thinks or says, or what peer pressure or popular culture says a young lady should be. But rather, she is allowing herself to be shaped and chiseled by the Word of God. Casey, first of all, where are you from?
From Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Now, have you always lived in Lake Charles?
Yes, sir.
Now, have you ever been to any other places? Have you done any traveling?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Guatemala. We adopted a little boy from there.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, just all over the country. I went to D.C. a few years ago with my dad, and we went to the White House, and yeah.
So you got a good perspective on the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you are here specifically today because we wanted to get a fresh new look on what the young minds are thinking across America today, because there's a lot of important issues facing this generation. And as many of our listeners know, we've been running a series called Lies in the Textbooks that deals with some of the issues that have come about by the evolution theory that's being taught as facts in our school system today. So, first of all, I want to find out, are you in a public school?
No, sir. I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Have you ever been in a public school?
I attended Dalby and T.S. Cooley.
Okay. And currently you're homeschooled. You've also been in a Christian school.
Yeah, I went to Hamilton for about 1 year. And before that, I attended a couple other Christian schools.
Oh, this is going to be good then. So you've gotten a perspective from each. You've been in public school, you've been in a private school, and also homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some of the things you liked or disliked in the different areas of school?
I guess being in school is kind of better than being homeschooled because you're around other people and stuff. But being homeschooled, you get to work at your own pace and stuff and take a little more time if you don't get something to learn about it.
Okay, so you say it's just a little more personal?
Yeah, it's just a little more personal.
Okay. And is that a fair trade-off? You still get friends. You still have a lot of friends,
Yeah,
right?
I still see them and stuff. Okay. So it's cool.
Okay, now being in the Christian school, let me ask you, did you learn about creation science?
Yes, in Bible more than we did in regular science because you know, the Bible ties in with science.
Did you learn about the evolution theory as well?
Yeah, we learned about the theory and the creationist theory. And obviously the creation theory was better and the evolution one was proven wrong, but it's common sense.
What are some of the common things you hear from your friends that may be going to public schools that they readily believe about evolution that you know to be a mistake?
Well, some of them believe in God and they believe in evolution. And I think it's, you know, impossible for you to believe in evolution and believe that God created the earth, because evolution states that we were evolved from dust. Yeah. But in the Bible, it clearly states that God created the earth. And he created man from the dust and woman from the man's rib. And evolution doesn't state that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think, in general, do you think most students believe everything that's in the textbooks to be true or proven?
Well, it depends where they're from. If they're from a home that's secular and they've never been around the Bible, then yes, they're going to believe the public school theories and evolution and stuff. But if their heart's in the right place and they go to church and stuff and they attend a public school, they're not going to be conformed to that theory.
Okay. What are some of the problems you see with evolution theory? You stated one, that we were created from dust.
It's like, where did the dust come from, and that they say that created the earth?
Yeah. Do you think this is a generation that puts more faith and trust in science than it does God?
Yes, I do.
And how so?
Well, they're more reliable in medicine than they should be in God, because, you know, they haven't found a cure for cancer yet, and God can cure cancer. They don't need to find a cure for cancer.
Now, being a young lady, what are some of the challenges that students face that may be different from us older generation? What are some of the new things you're experiencing in this generation?
More exposed to sexual activity and drugs, and their teenage pregnancy is more accepted now than it was back in the 50s.
So what ages are we talking about? Are we talking about...
15, 16, 17.
When you're first starting to see drugs and,
and yeah, sex is just so casual.
Okay. Now, Casey, we're about halfway through, maybe a little farther through on this series by Dr. Hovind in Lies of the Textbook. And you're familiar with a lot of the material from Creation Science Evangelism. Have you ever seen any of the videos?
Yes, I have. I started watching them when I was about 10 or 11 with my dad.
10 or 11. Were you able to follow through at that age?
Yes, yeah, some of it. I could take and register it.
Okay.
But now I can better than back then.
I'll be honest with you, as we listen to some of these, he talks pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, and we recommend that you go back to our podcast found at www.friendships.org. Listen to him again. You get a lot more the second time. Is that what you found?
Yeah.
Do you have any that you would recommend for somebody your age?
Let's see. Why Evolution is Stupid.
Why Evolution is Stupid.
It's a DVD. The cover is green, and it has an ape on it reading a book.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Now, also, Casey, you have some other interests that affect your generation. This election is an important one for the shape of our country. And you've been following that pretty closely for somebody that is not old enough to vote. Why do you do that?
Well, my dad's been a pretty hardcore Republican, you know, all his life. And, you know, I've always listened to Rush and Sean Hannity since I was 10, I guess. And I still listen to it every day.
Why are you interested in politics?
I don't know. I guess this election is just really spiritual. With the values that the candidates have is very important.
They're pretty distinct in their differences, aren't they?
Yes. One of them is for abortion. And, you know, in the Bible, it clearly states that that is murder. That is taking a life. And we can't support that.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like this is going to shape your generation coming up?
Yes. People that are for Obama because they want change. And also for McCain. If they don't like McCain, they should look up facts about each one of them. You know, get deeper into learning more about them and the facts. Okay. Instead of just, you know, it might be a color thing, but they don't know the facts. Let's say we had a modern time Hitler, and all the white people voted for him because he was white.
Great point.
Well, they don't know the facts about him. You know, he could turn out to be, you know.
Yes, educate yourself. You know, that's part of the problem with a lot of us older people is we allowed ourselves to become kind of fat and lazy. We depended on and enjoyed media far too much. Unfiltered media came into our brains without any discernment, without any checking it with the Word of God. And God says the beginning of all wisdom is through the fear or respect of Him. When we leave Him out of the equation, we're asking for trouble. All the information we get doesn't necessarily have to be true. We need to be discerning. We need to be praying. We need to be seeking God first. His wisdom has always been right, and wisdom will prevail. So let's pray that it does in this election as well.
Mm-hmm.
So without endorsing a candidate, do you know who you would vote for?
McCain and Palin.
Yep. Yeah, Palin's, what do you think about Palin?
Palin is brilliant. She's charming. She's smart. She knows her stuff. She has more experience than Obama, and I personally think that she'd be a better president than McCain. You know, after watching the debate with her and Biden, you know, she did a really good job.
You know, there's something about her realness. She seems to talk just like you and I would.
Yeah, exactly.
Does her lack of experience with foreign relations, does that bother you at all? Or do you think it's something she can learn?
Yeah, she can learn because McCain has all that experience, you know, being in war and stuff. So they'll be able to put her enthusiasm and with his experience, being in the war and stuff. And, you know, they'd make a good team.
And Casey, possibly by the time you get old enough to vote, Palin could be on the ticket as the president. So you never know. Do you have any opinions about a woman being a president?
They would have to be pretty stable because sometimes, you know, women are more emotional than men and stuff. And they would just have to be really stable and have a lot of experience, have the right values, morals, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, morals. There's something we'd like to see in the leader of our country. And let's just say, you know, if my grandfather was alive today, I would have a difficult time explaining to him why some of these moral issues are part of the platform of these candidates. He wouldn't believe it. We need change, but we need a change of direction towards the good. Anyways, we're running a little short of time, and I wanted to ask you, you have a favorite song, something that's meant something to you?
Yeah, I think my favorite Christian song right now is The Altar and the Door by Casting Crowns.
And what is that song about? Why do you like it?
It's about, you know, he's talking about how he messed up and stuff, and he's asking God for his forgiveness and that he's leaving it at the altar.
Well, listen, there is an awful lot of women out there that are being told that they don't have very much value, especially young women. And you're in that generation. So if there is somebody your age that is struggling just getting to know God and getting to find her place in the world, what kind of encouragement would you give her right now?
I would say that if she's pressured to do something that she's not supposed to do by a boy, that she needs to stop and think about it. And that God has somebody else planned out for her. And that if she's going to do stuff with that other boy, then there's not going to be anything left for, you know, her husband. And they're always going to have that wall between them.
Good wisdom. Thank you for joining us today, Casey.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you. And just a reminder that this will be our last broadcast from Port Mercy for a little while. We are temporarily moving all our radio equipment to the ship in Galveston, Texas, where we will be broadcasting special editions of Radio Friendships from that area. Stay tuned for many new updates and possibilities of other areas of information so that you can stay informed of what's happening in Galveston and across this nation, across the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for joining us today on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
If you're tired of being a spectator, Friendships is taking applications for full-time crew. Visit our website at friendships.org.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-4444. 5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.